This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Man Talk, brought to you by TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, where they're devoted to breaking down the walls of race and denomination and challenging men to take their God-assigned role. Here's our hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy.
Okay, welcome to Man Talk Radio. I'm Will Hardy.
I'm Roy Jones Jr.
And Roy, we are continuing our conversation from last week with Nikita Koloff. Nikita Koloff, as all you wrestling fans may know or listen to the first podcast in reference to Nikita. I know someone out there, Nikita, probably want to know, are you truly Russian?
Well, I rush to the refrigerator. I'm always rushing to the gym. I am rushing a lot of places, but I'm just not Russian, but I am rushing. Part of the story, man, part of the character. Part of the character, part of the story that I created back in the 80s and early 90s with Uncle Ivan. And hey, you never know, Uncle Nikita might pop up one day, just for all the listeners out there.
There you go.
I think that's a little plant with all the new shows that are coming up.
There you go. You never know.
He is getting in shape. You know, he's losing weight. He's keeping his head shaved a little tighter.
Stranger things have happened in pro wrestling.
Hey, that reminds me of a story real quick. Nikita, you need to tell about the lady when you were up in Minnesota, I believe it was, that you were doing autograph signing, and this lady had driven like three hours to come visit you. Just 30 seconds on that.
This wasn't that long ago, so I'm like, man, don't you get on the internet or something? But no, yeah, I hear this fluent Russian, and I'm like, oh Lord, here we go again. You know, I'm like, and I try to ignore her, like she's gonna go away, and she's not going anywhere. She's got a little girl with her, and I look at her, and she just speaks in fluent Russian. I look at her, I go, ma'am. I go, I'm not really from Russia. She went from a glow to a snarl, took a step back, and goes, you're not really from Russia. I go, man, it's just a character, ma'am, that I drove 3 hours here to meet. She was so mad, she never did get an autograph. Poor woman, 3 hours there, 3 hours back, and her little girl's disappointed. She was mad. Yeah. I'm like, no, it's a character. I've never been to Moscow.
Well, so let's move into phase two. Last week we promised the listeners that we'd get into talking about discipleship. So let's talk about that journey, Nick, and then let's move into a little bit more about how God's using you now in your man camp and some of these one-day workshops as well, workshops.
Yeah, I mean, and I have a testimony there, because especially with celebrities, but really anybody. I mean, you know, I remember when Lex Luger first gave his life to the Lord back in 2006, he said, well, what's next? I said, discipleship, that's what's next, you know, because there's going to be churches that are going to want you to come and speak, share your testimony, go, but you're not ready for that. You need to be grounded in your faith and before you step out and do that. And I feel very fortunate for me. When I gave my life to Jesus in 1993, it was about a five-year window there that I was discipled. I mean, the church doors were open on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. If there were revivals, I was there. I mean, the Lord brought a spiritual father into my life, an evangelist from South Africa. I spent 9 years with him being mentored and discipled. I went and got my hands dirty and built a church in Trinidad and a Bible school in Tobago and built a church in Angola, Africa. I just got my hands dirty and learned to serve and others, right? Mm-hmm. Serve others. Mm-hmm. Novel idea, serve others. Mm. And so I went through that process, and then God swung the doors wide open in 1998, and now approximately 1,200 churches later, 28 different countries, and lots of ministry opportunities of all varieties that I've had the privilege of being a part of. But I'm thankful for that foundation, which is a challenge in today's world. You know, the difference between, as you mentioned kind of on the break, between convert and disciple. I mean, there's a lot of converts out there. In other words, people who've made a decision to give their life to Jesus, But then you don't just check that box and say, okay, I'm ready till Jesus takes me home. No, now there's the work really begins.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Working out your salvation. And just recent, two recent excuses, right? So I did one of my Man Up conferences a couple weeks ago in Rocky Mountain, North Carolina. Pastor says that day, he goes, yeah, he goes, one of my guys called me. He said, I can't come today because I got to cut the grass. I'm like, really? Like, cutting the grass is more important than building your spiritual growth, cutting the grass. Just today, I'm speaking at a men's breakfast in China Grove, you know, and this guy says in the gym, oh, yeah, he was all excited a few weeks ago. Hey, you're going to be at my church and doing a breakfast. I go, yeah, yeah, that's going to be great. I see him today in the gym. He's like, yeah, I'm not going to make it. I go, you're not? Okay, that's too bad. He goes, yeah, I got a softball game. Priorities, right?
Are you ready?
So softball is a priority over you growing in your faith and your spiritual journey. And that's part of the challenge with men is getting them committed to something when it comes to the spiritual journey.
Right, right.
They can commit to lots of other things. Man, they can go deep sea fishing. They can go hunt. They can go hunt Bambi.
Yeah,
they can take 5 days and go do that.
Or end up on the golf course for 3 days a week.
Yeah, three days a week on the golf course. Mm-hmm. So it's just priorities, man. And that's the challenge for all of us, right, on this
or
show.
Or 2 hours a day on their cell phone.
Yeah,
on their smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
On social media or more.
Or more.
Or more.
Yeah, so priorities. I know, Roy, you promote conferences. You've been blessed to be a part of them, you know, over the years. And, you know, you do retreats and different things. You know, I do these camps and these one-day conferences. And, man, to get guys committed, even if it's – a few hours.
I know.
Let alone a few days.
Yeah.
You ask him to take a few days, you might be asking him to, you know, pluck their right eye out. I mean, like, really? Come on.
Yeah, 2 days out of a lifetime or a week out of a lifetime.
Right.
Yeah, to grow closer to the Creator and to your Savior. I mean, when you step back at it from a practical approach, it makes absolutely zero sense. And if men, and we've talked about this in the past, men are crisis management responders. When the crisis hits, they hit their knees. But if everything's okay, Father, I'll take care of these things day to day. I'll just I'll call on you when I get into the crisis mode. You know, but thinking about that, now granted, we're always going to have difficult trials. We've been told the believer's going to be persecuted. We know that. But we all think you were talking about this over dinner time. If you're seeking Him, you're embedding the Word in your heart and your mind. Then it's going to help you to avoid some of these pitfalls in life, because God's going to be able to speak to you through the Scripture and also bring Scripture back on your heart when you're about to get into something, have a conversation, or about to respond, or about to make a decision about what you're going to do, because it's going to come back. He's going to come back through that Word to tell you, no, Will, I don't need you going down this path, or yes, Will, I'm confirming what you're thinking about how you're going to serve.
Exactly, because see, it's all about, Roy, it's all about meditation. And I'm big on the meditation. I'm not talking about gurus and all this other stuff. I'm talking about meditating on the Word. And if there is no Word in you, how can you meditate on anything? I think we were talking today too, when Nikita was talking about how working things in you, working the Word in you. And then, of course, I added, when you work that Word in you, then the Lord can work that Word that is in you, work it out of you to bring someone else closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. But if there's no deposit, how can you get a return?
Amen.
I'm going to address something you just said and something you said, Royce. I'll go first to the meditation. The minute somebody hears that word, you know, they're like, oh. But here's, I've come to this understanding. There's of course, you're making reference, making sure people say, I'm not talking about Eastern meditation.
Exactly.
Here's the difference. But here's the difference. So Eastern meditation is an emptying out of your mind. Christian meditation is a filling of your mind, filling it with the Word of God, as you're referring to.
Exactly.
It's a good word.
So it's not. So clearly understand. Eastern meditation is an. And they want you to empty your mind. Empty your mind out. Be free. No. Fill your mind. Meditate on the Word of God.
Yes.
And fill your mind, thus filling your heart with the Word of God. And then to your point, something you said, Roy. You said a key word. You said a word. Avoid. So if we're meditating on the Word, being discipled, filling our heart with the Word, hiding out, Lord, I'm going to hide your Word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Hey, you want to know how to overcome sin? Hide His Word in your heart. Scripture gives it simple and clear.
Exactly.
Hide His Word in your heart to overcome sin that might not sin against you. It's not even so much. I mean, yes, avoid troubles, but let me take it one step further. So if you're meditating on the word, hiding it, you know, renewing your mind, mm-hmm. hiding it mm-hmm. in your heart, mm-hmm. you can then perhaps avoid some of the pitfalls, as you referenced, but also, because Jesus did say, in this life, you will have trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So the word's going to help you
carry you through
the trouble, through the struggles, through the difficulties of life that we all go through mm-hmm. and are going to go through,
mm-hmm.
just in case you haven't yet. I just want to give you a heads up.
Yeah, it's not if, it's just a matter of when. We've talked about that before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because the whole premise of a person getting the word of God in their heart is you have to study the word. If you're going to be approved unto God, of course, 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15 says study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman. So if I am going to be a workman for Christ, I got to study so that it can show God that number one, I love him. And number two, I want to keep his commandments. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength. And do what? Love thy neighbor as thyself. If I commit, and there's the word again, if I commit to doing those two things, Jesus said, I have fulfilled the law. I fulfill all the aspects of the law, and everything, when a person comes to me, it is the Holy Spirit that's giving them what Jesus wants them to have at the time that they come. And we don't know who they are. We don't know when they're going to come. And I know, Nikita, you just encounter people all the time, everywhere you go around the world where you've traveled and spoke, and people come up to you. And, you know, there's opportunities that I'm sure that God have put a word on your heart to give somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah, absolutely. 100%. And what's interesting is when he does that, I've had guys come back like months, years later.
Mm-hmm.
And go, hey, remember when you gave me this word? And I'm like, wow, not really. You might want to remind, because it's Holy Spirit led,
mm-hmm.
right? It's not me just trying to manufacture something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very careful to only say something if I really feel prompted of the Holy Spirit to say it,
mm-hmm.
and submit it to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then for them to take it and chew on it, and if God confirms it, praise God, right? But I've been encouraged at times they've come back and they say, man, this is what you said, this, and man, all of it's come true, you know, all of it's happened, or mm-hmm. whatever. I'm like, mm-hmm. well, praise God, that encourages me, you know. Mm-hmm.
Well, we're coming up on another break right now, and so we're going to be right back with Man Talk Radio. Thank you all for joining.
TAWCMM would love to have you join their community of men for breakfast every first and third Friday of every month. They have Bible discussions and fellowship after the best breakfast in town. The meeting location is at their gracious host church, First Christian Church in Kernersville, 1130 North Main Street in Kernersville. They have a hard start at 7 o'clock and a hard stop at 8 o'clock. First-time visitors eat for free. Join your hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy. Affordable Chiropractic in High Point. As you might tell from their name, Affordable Chiropractic, even for the cash patient. Dr. Jeff Fricke has been caring for patients in High Point for 34 years. Physical therapy such as ultrasound and spinal decompression for disc conditions such as herniation. Comprehensive care for auto accident injury patients with no out-of-pocket expense. Remember, Affordable Chiropractic on West Lexington Avenue in High Point. Call 336-885-1987.
Welcome back to Man Talk Radio. This is Lloyd Jones back with you with Will Hardy, my co-host, and Nikita Koloff. So as we're opening back up on the second part of the show today, we want to introduce a conversation related to men's wounds, and we'll turn it over to Nikita. We were talking last show about men's wounds, and it really, for each of us sitting at the table, it was very personal. So with that, I'd like to ask Nikita, in your dealings with men and in your own life, mm-hmm. Knowing your story, there's a man wound there, and it's typically with men, it's most 9 out of 10 times is with their father.
Many, many, many times. It's not a, you said a wound. It's not a wound. I got more scars than I can count. You know, and I have scars because the wounds have been healed. Mm. That's the key.
Amen.
God's
Amen.
Put it, the healing Amen. Balm of Gilead on those wounds mm-hmm. to Praise heal them.
God.
And so the scars are okay with me, though, because they're just a reminder of what God's brought me through,
right. Mm-hmm.
what he's carried me through. And so, yeah, too many wounds to cover in terms of time, but all the men that I've ministered to, and that's one of that's part of the call now in my life is ministering to men,
mm-hmm.
and the hope to be to see men healed of wounds. Because if you think you're going to navigate this life and never be wounded or not be wounded, you're mistaken. You will
right,
be wounded.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You will be offended by somebody, mm-hmm. somebody says mm-hmm. or does or mm-hmm. whatever, whoever. I've been fortunate, yeah, not only God to reveal some of the wounds in my own life, in my own heart, and for those to be healed and now take that experience with other men who've been wounded. And many times, as you referenced, many times it's a daddy wound.
Mm-hmm,
it's a father wound. Mm-hmm, it just is. Mm-hmm. It's what it boils down to.
Mm-hmm.
And or generational wound.
Yes.
What I mean mm-hmm. by that is, you know, too many times you hear the story of how their father was and only come to find out that their grandfather was the same way and most likely probably their great-grandfather. And so it's just, mm-hmm. it flows generational
between all. Mm-hmm.
Until mm-hmm. somebody puts a stake in the ground and says, this is where it stopped. I want to be healed. I want to be whole. I want to be set free so that my sons and daughters or my future generations mm-hmm. aren't having to experience these same wounds.
Mm-hmm. So, Nikita, with that lead-in, get a little bit personal here. What was the role of your father in your life early on?
In a nutshell, I mean, so he left when I was about 3. Really was not in my life till back in college, started coming to my college football games. We had a relationship, but very superficial, you know, mm-hmm. go out after the game and, hey, how was the weather? Hey, great game. Minnesota Vikings played a great game, you know, and, mm-hmm. you know. How'd you like the game today, Dad? You know, so it was very superficial.
Right.
And fast forward many, many years, and God had put it on my heart to reach out to him, to break any down any wall that would potentially might be there, my heart, his heart, and just really confess and repent if there mm-hmm. was any way that I'd dishonored him over mm-hmm. the course of my mm-hmm. life. And of course, he was very gracious. We didn't spend a whole lot of time together, so I didn't think it. But that opened the door of communication, conversation mm-hmm. over the next several months and phone calls on my part and expressing my love for him, which I had never done. Mm-hmm. And I'm in my mid-40s.
Mm-hmm.
He had never done, and he's in his early 80s. And over the course of time, eventually over the course of months, finally got a reciprocal I love you son out of him for the very first time. And so the last 9-10 years of his life, we had a father-son relationship mm. that we didn't have for over 40 years.
Wow.
And so it's a real story of restoration. Mm-hmm. God's in the restoration business.
Amen.
He can repair any relationship,
that's right,
you
man.
With your dad,
amen.
Your son,
amen.
Or anyone else. He can repair it if you give him a chance or you swallow your pride. Maybe you have to make the first step and seek forgiveness. And the cool part, the rest of that, the final part of that story is he then traveled with me some to some churches, would bring him with me, and he'd share his story of how he grabbed, as he said, the old rugged cross, mm-hmm. which he couldn't tell without tearing up.
Wow.
And so they'd hear his testimony, his son would preach, and we'd have the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit represented in all those services
Amen.
That we had the privilege of doing that together.
Mm.
And one other footnote to that. I remember sitting on a park bench, actually it was a bus bench in Waterloo, Iowa,
mm-hmm.
and he was with me. I was being inducted into a Hall of Fame up there, Dan Gable Hall of Fame, and he came, and I wanted to honor him at the banquet, just honor him as a man of God at this Hall of Fame induction, which I did.
Mm.
And I was sitting on this bus bench, and he was up in the hotel room, and it just kind of hit me, because when I gave my life to Jesus, and you might be struggling out there, someone with this, how do I love a God, a father, right? Bible says, hey, he's the father to the fatherless.
Mm-hmm.
How do I love a father I can't see when I don't even know how to love a father I can see?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
In my early Christian walk, I struggled with that, and then God gave me just this picture and revelation that day on that bus bench with the restoration of my dad
mm-hmm.
and the relationship we were building with each other,
mm-hmm.
the communication and the friendship. God, you're giving me an actual visual mm-hmm. of what my relationship with you as Abba Father, Daddy
mm-hmm.
God, you're giving me an actual visual of what that
wow.
looked like. Yeah, I was like, man, you're so good, God.
Amen.
Papa God, you're so
yeah,
good.
Yeah, exactly.
So now God's my daddy.
Oh, he's my daddy. Wow.
My That's... daddy's in heaven, and God's my daddy.
Well, I had the honor of sitting on some prayer calls with your father early on. And,
That's right.
And the man that was on the other end of that call was definitely a godly man, and you could tell he loved his son. You have a lot to be thankful for, and God has a lot to be thankful for, and Nikita, for taking care of your dad and loving on him and
honoring him.
You know, and we've talked about that before. I think honoring your mother and father is on the back end of the journey because we're not smart enough on the front end.
and Roy, somebody's out there struggling with that right now. Yes, you don't know my dad. You don't know what he did. You don't know what he said. And I don't. But I can just tell you what the Bible says. Like, if you're a follower of the Holy Bible, you're a follower of Jesus. It didn't say honor your mother and father if they were a great mom and dad. It's simply not. That's not to say you have to be their best friend right now, but honor. You do need to honor them no matter how bad they've been. And who knows, by doing that, perhaps you open a door for restoration.
Well, and I think that's the key, is restoration. You know, we've talked about that as part of being in the walk. It's important that, and we've adopted a mindset that we never, never leave a man standing alone as part of our ministry. And that means if a man falls, we pick him up and restore him. If a man's being attacked without justification, we protect him. Hey, we've got a few more minutes, Nikita. We'd like to learn a little bit more. We've got listeners out here today that says, hey, I want to get closer. I've got wounds I need to deal with. And you and I have been on this journey before. And how does a person start that? Let's talk a little bit about Man Camp that you and Lex have started.
Yeah, and it's an opportunity for guys to come. We take 5 days. And again, guys are going to go, oh, gosh, 5 days. But you know what, man, 5 days out of your entire life, you know, just say, I'm going to carve these days out, walk away from all of life's distractions, and just go down to this camp and just press in and focus on God and my relationship with Him. And God, I'm going to open my heart. Whatever you want to do while I'm here, do it. Just do it. And so we do these down in Kannapolis, North Carolina. We've got another one coming up October 20th, and excited about that. We still got a space actually for a couple more guys, but we got guys, I think, from 9 or 10 different states already registered for it. And so Lex and I co-facilitate this event and just point into men's lives. We want to see them healthy. We want to see you healthy spiritually, emotionally, mentally, physically. We want to just pour into you and send you home, hopefully more healthier than you are currently. And you may be healthy, but could you be healthier? And we want to send you home. We want to see whole men living holy lives, wholly available unto the Lord. And so we do these camps, and I do kind of a one-day appetizer called Man Up, you know, and a lot of churches where I'm going to preach the next day on Sunday.
Right.
I'll do these on Saturday. And as well as other types, like I've done revivals. I'm doing a revival up in Kentucky, and do revivals all over the country as well, all over the world now. And God, incredible. God's been giving me, I'm working on a vision board for 2020 to 2025, and He's put it on my heart to go to 20 countries over the next 5 years.
Wow.
20 countries. And so I'm kind of casting the vision so that maybe churches, organizations, individuals maybe want to come alongside and financially partner with me and help in sowing to Kolof for Christ Ministries to go do that. They may never leave their town, but if they want to store up some treasure in heaven, they could invest in this soil, and I'll go, and they get some of the rewards for my going because they sowed into Kolof for Christ Ministries.
Amen.
So
I can speak to this from a personal note, being on one of these types of events with Nikita and other men. It's been, goodness, I guess 8 years ago now, 2011, if I remember correctly. And what an amazing 5-day window of opportunity, because, you know, one of the things you do is you surrender your cell phone, you turn it off, you get quiet before God, and you get quiet before your fellow brothers. And it allows you time to focus, as Will was sharing earlier, to meditate on the word that you're downloading, on the messages, all those sorts of things. I can tell you from firsthand experience, it's a life changer. It is truly a life changer. So if you're listening and want to be a part of this, check our website. We'll get the link up to Man Camp. And if you need to get in touch with Nikita, send us an email at www.tawcmm.com. When you get to our website, you can pull off our web address, our mail address, and we'll be able to link right to us. So,
And I remember that. I facilitated that event, I believe, and I was there, and you were greatly impacted. It was amazing to watch the Lord, what God did in your life over those 5 days. Just to stand back and stay out of God's way and witness what He did. It was great, Roy.
Yeah,
great to be with you guys.
Well, it's great to have you, and as always, you know, you are welcome to come back anytime. We appreciate how God has worked through you in your ministries around the world, touching lives, touching hearts. We come alongside you. So men, don't sit on the sidelines. You hear Roy say that all the time. Just about every broadcast we talk about, he says, don't sit on the sidelines. Get out there. Be a part of something that is not only going to change your life, but it will change the life of the men who, like Nikita and Lex, who are putting on the camp. They may hear something that someone sow into their life, whereas so they receive as well as give. Because we all have to be that person in the kingdom that when God calls us, we must be ready.
Amen.
Here's six words. Know God, love God, serve others. You want to condense it down, very simple for you, just know God, love God.
Love God.
Serve others.
Serve others. Mm. That's Amen. What it's all about, man. So we thank you again, Roy, for, as always, being my brother in Christ. Thank
too,
God
Roy.
For Nikita for coming by and sharing with us a good word.
Appreciate it. The black guy, the white guy, and tonight the Russian guy.
So we appreciate all of you out there who are listening. Continue to download the podcast. We appreciate all that you're doing and all of the things that we're hearing about the podcast and the ministry. We thank God for you. And so we're just going to sign off now, Roy. And as always,
if you don't know the Lord, ask him into your heart. Admit being a sinner, know that you're covered by the blood, and turn and walk with him from this day forward and go find a body of fellowship.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
As we wrap up today's show, be assured that TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, is building a community of men that are Christ followers with a desire to be servant leaders in their homes, communities, churches, and work environments. Check out our website for upcoming events and regularly scheduled meetings. Drop us a note for topics that you would like to have us visit in the future. Thank you for joining us on Man Talk today. Visit us at www.tawcmm.com. Men walking the talk.
This is the Truth Network.